WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. WRCE, AM 1450, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Good morning. It is 56 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock, and this news update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. The Middle East bracing for a possible attack against Israel, retaliation for the recent assassination of a top Hezbollah leader, as well as one from Hamas. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
This morning, the White House saying an attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel could come this week. That assessment amid a flurry of U.S. diplomacy, with the U.S. sending back-channel messages to Iran, according to one official, with other U.S. officials, quote, cautiously optimistic Iran will limit the scope of an attack.
The incursion into Russian territory continues. Ukrainian forces have taken control of the neighboring Kursk region along the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Elon Musk and former President Donald Trump holding a conversation last night on Musk's X platform. Trump talking about the immigration policy he will embrace if reelected.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
The event delayed 40 minutes. Musk says it was because of a denial of service attack against X. This is ABC News. With some schools already back and more students getting ready for their first day of classes, there's new advice for parents about helping kids deal with the problem that too many of them face.
Child psychologists say some back-to-school butterflies are normal, but that parents should carefully watch their kids' interactions for signs of bullying. Dr. Christina Sauer.
There often can be some anxiety on seeing or being involved with the people doing the bullying.
Outside the physical campus, online bullying has, in some children, become a greater concern than physical intimidation. StopBullying.gov has advice for kids and adults. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New trouble for JetBlue. The three biggest credit rating agencies have all downgraded the airline, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, raising concerns about profit and rising competition. And there may be water, and a lot of it, on Mars. New studies say it's buried about 7 miles beneath the Martian surface, but it's enough to fill an ocean. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, an update on weather is coming up here from WRCO and maybe a chance to win as well. Stay tuned.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In the low 80s expected today with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, a low of 57. Wednesday clouds gradually increasing and a high of 82. 63 Wednesday night, Thursday some shower chances and 77. In Richland Center following the midnight mark of 63 and a low of 56, it is 58 degrees. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Thank you for joining us this morning. Going on this very weekend, the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It's the 61st annual
And we have a couple of tickets to attend. You can go and enjoy it. Maybe take a date. Whatever. We don't care. 608-647-4155. Today we'll take caller 9. Number 9 at 608-647-4155.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl story. Extreme trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the night's ignite. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Congrats to our winner today, Gary Foley. Gary will be attending the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show this year, hosting the J.I. Case Heritage Foundation. Hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, plus models and miniatures, all kinds of fun stuff, woodworking, blacksmith, and print shop demonstrations, and lots more. Thinking about taking my custom farming fleet over there, but I don't know. It's tough. The Mighty Alice is on the disabled list, and I need to bribe an area tech ed teacher and his eager students to maybe fix it. And the old Super C Farm All, well, it runs like a top. It's great. But
it'd be before dark, just before dark before I got there, Friday, if I left this morning. I mean, it moves pretty slow. You know, lawn tractors go faster than the old Farmall Super C in road gear. So I don't know. I probably won't take that either. But I enjoy looking at all the sights and sounds during that three-day festival this weekend in Baraboo. Coming up, old Hank Bray. We'll see what he has up his sleeve today.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wiper, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way. Well, the truck stopped cutie, coming on to me, tried to talk me into a ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. She was just a baby, hey, wait, just pour me another cup of coffee, pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway, looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way for me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a sunny day. Slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way for me. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a sunny day.
Rabbit on WRCO, WRCE. Good morning on this Tuesday morning. It's 18 after 7. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, Visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City truck and tractor pull.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
On September 15th, the Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an event celebrating 100 years of serving our community. Join us for a free 5K, walk or run, food, live music, and cake at the Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. Visit the events page on our website for full details. Thank you for entrusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care in these last 100 years. We hope to see you there.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Philip,
fancy seeing you here about this time.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. You switched chairs with me today.
I did.
And you're a little higher now. Are you trying to get the answers from the quiz?
I just wanted to have the upper hand. And I thought this higher chair maybe.
I think you have the upper seat.
I can see your paper a little better from here.
Do you just want to take my paper?
No, because it probably wouldn't do me any good. You know, I just never.
You still couldn't get 100?
No, probably not.
That's not true, Philip.
Cheated on a test.
I tell you this. You're a very smart man with this knowledge that I give you. I'm very impressed of how smart that you can be.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yes.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Hey, are there any more water left?
Huh?
Is that water in there that we're drinking?
Maybe.
I don't know. But no, I'm being serious about that. I mean, you're very, very, very intelligent in some things.
Maybe in music from 1955 through 1990. Is that the quiz is on?
No, it's music from 1944.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. I'd probably do all right.
You probably would.
Yeah.
You probably would. So, you have a good night last night?
I did, absolutely. Had to push Mo the daycare.
No.
Now, June just never made that gate wide enough so I could get my riding mower in there. So
it's always June's fault.
I know it. I got to push it. And, pretty much with my, hitch and my giddy up, I was hopping on one leg. But I got it done.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Need to hire somebody to do that. What are you doing next week?
Football.
Oh, football. Yeah, football. Okay.
But anyway, just to let people know that it's just you and I here right now, so we can't answer the phones if you guys are calling. So give us a couple minutes, and then we'll get to you. So anyway, quiz day today, buddy. Quizzy poo.
Quiz day on election day, by the way. Get out and vote until 8 o'clock tonight.
Do you think this could have anything to do with the election?
Yeah, I'm thinking it might.
It's not.
Oh, man.
Well, we're gonna hit you off hard with 10 questions. The first one's the toughest question.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for this?
What's it on? Is it just a potpourri?
Yeah. Just,
all right.
Yeah, you know. What is the mascot for Mayberry Union High School?
Oh, inquiring minds want to know. Yeah.
What is the mascot for Mayberry Union High School and the Andy Griffith Show, Philip? All right. Well, is it A, Lions, B, Bears, or C, Minutemen? Do you know this?
I think so.
All right. Your number two, your brain. These are true false now.
Oh, good.
Your brain don't feel pain. Your brain don't feel pain.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number three, polar bears live in Antarctica.
All right.
Number four, dinosaurs are the biggest animals to ever live on Earth.
All right.
Number five, is that right? Number
yep.
five. Cake is the most popular dessert.
Mm-mm. not in my book.
Not in your book.
No.
Yeah, that's funny. Number six. Grilled cheese is the most popular sandwich in the United States.
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Again, not my book.
Do you like, not my book either, but do you like grilled cheese?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a big grilled cheese fan, and I like grilled cheese and ham.
That's what I was going to say.
But I like pepper jack on it.
A little slice of thin ham in there.
Yep.
Yep.
Or a whole bunch of ham.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what number are we
you
on?
You are what you eat.
Yes. What number are we on?
We are on number seven.
Number seven. Romaine. Lettuce.
Romaine lettuce.
Is the best known lettuce in the U.S.
All right.
All right. Let's see if I can get this right. Number eight. Hanukkah lasts for 7 days.
You're
telling everybody the answers.
Oh, sorry. All right.
What?
Number nine.
Hawaii has the most active volcanoes in any other U.S. state. All right. Number 10. Vatican City is almost 100 times smaller than Manhattan. And Vatican City is a country. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right, my man.
10 questions?
Did I get them all?
Yes.
All right. Number 10.
Wait a minute. I'll predict.
Oh, yeah. What are you predicting?
I'll predict I'll get 6 right out of 10. Well,
boy, you're reaching out there today.
I think that's what I had last week.
Yeah, but you got to do better than every week. If you're not, then I'm not doing better as a teacher.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So would you like to
change my answer?
Yes.
Well, I can't. I don't know.
Go 7.
Okay, I'll say 7.
All right.
I'll say 7.
So that way I can hold you to it.
Okay. All right.
All right, pretty tough question, number one.
Yes, it is.
So what was the mascot for Mayberry Union High School in the Andy Griffith Show? Was it the Lions, the Bears, or the Minutemen?
The Bears.
It was the Bears. Woo! How did you know that?
I think I saw that somewhere along the line.
Was it the only time that he referenced it twice that I remember?
Really?
One, he was talking to somebody, and then two, when they had their class reunion, it said the Bears.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy sees his old sweetheart when he goes back to his class reunion.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Your number two, your brain don't feel pain.
That's true.
It is true.
Woo!
Now, it sends pain signals, but it does not feel pain.
No. So, what about when the umpire gets a foul tip on his forehead?
Oh, it's pain.
Yeah.
It's pain. I'm still suffering a concussion that I had on my right leg with a shin guard on from Casanova. I had that youth tournament.
The
Legion tournament. And it still hurts.
The little guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody fouled one right in the
and it hit me
wrong spot.
It had the it hit where the screw was on the in the pad. And it still hurts.
Oh man!
But I'm a wimp.
All right, number three.
Polar bears live in Antarctica.
That's false.
It is false, Phil. Polar bears live in the Arctic, not Antarctica.
Yeah. I think I may have had that on the quiz somewhere along the line.
Dinosaurs are the biggest animals ever to live.
True.
Nope, it's false.
No!
It's the blue whale.
Oh, sure, of course. Yes. Of course. Oh, man.
Cake is the most popular dessert, Phil.
That's got to be false.
It is false. Woo! People tend to love pie.
Yes. Yep. I would rather have a birthday pie than cake.
Yeah, you don't want to get a birth or a wedding cake. It gets very emotional in it. And
it has lots of tears. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
We use that joke again.
Yep. All right.
Number six. Grilled cheese is the most popular sandwich in the U.S.
Well, it isn't for me, but I'm going to say true.
It is true, and often enjoyed with tomato soup.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. You got to dunk it in soup.
Yep.
Although June will say, soup is the meal. I'm like, no, you got to have a sandwich. No, soup is the meal.
And whatever June says.
I know, so, I know. But you got to you have to have something to dunk your sandwich in, you know.
No, thanks.
No?
No.
Oh.
No, I was so poor. One time I used to, when I was in school, I was eating ketchup soup.
Oh, ketchup soup.
I'm not kidding about that.
That's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something. Romaine is the best known lettuce for the, lettuce in the U.S.
I'd say false.
It is false. Iceberg.
Iceberg, sure.
Yeah, iceberg. Hanukkah lasts for 7 days, Phil.
That's false.
What, it lasts for eight?
Yes.
Yes. 8 days. Well, trick question there.
Yep. All right.
A number, Hawaii has more active volcanoes than any other U.S. state.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Actually, it's Alaska with more than 150 active volcanoes.
Yeah, so, they've had some famous eruptions over the years.
Number 10, Phil. Vatican City is almost 100 times smaller than Manhattan.
Well, I think that's got to be true.
It is true. It's the world's smallest country.
Woo!
Nine
out of 10,
not
baby.
Not bad, my man.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
All right. It's not going on the fridge, though.
No, but which one did you get wrong?
Four. Dinosaurs. And that, I thought too hard on that one, because I originally said the other way, but then I thought.
Because old Hankel would just switch them around there,
yeah,
wouldn't
he? He would. I forgot about the blue whale.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, it's kind of odd. You should have just looked at me and go, no.
I'm thinking about animals on the land.
Right.
And that was kind of what threw me.
And I'll be honest with you. There was a question that says, cheetah is the fastest on the planet. Is that true or false?
I'll say that's false.
It is false. It's because there's actually a fish, but cheetah's fastest on the land.
On the land.
Yep.
I thought the Roadrunner was. Beep, beep. Cartoons must have lied to me.
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
He's the second fastest.
No.
He never caught him.
He never did catch him.
No, nope. Close.
No, I think he actually did catch him once or twice. I think I read that somewhere on a trivia quiz. But, of course, the Roadrunner escaped.
Oh, well. Yeah, right. We have to have the Roadrunner escape.
Yeah. So. You'd have made a good Wile E. Coyote.
Yes.
Buying those things from Acme. And man, I always wanted one of those black spots that you could put on the wall and then run through.
Just run right.
Wouldn't that be cool? The Roadrunner can, but Wile E, well, he can't, man.
That Acme company, I'm surprised it didn't go under.
I can't believe they didn't get sued.
I know.
Well, it was pre-internet. Yeah, so. And that catapult that would throw him in the, right down to the ground. Never quite worked.
Never.
That's man.
Sometimes you're the bug and sometimes you're the windshield.
Exactly.
So, buddy, have a great day. Yep. Be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking back at some history moments, your history quiz today. New York City held a ticket tape parade for Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, 1969. On TV in 1997, South Park debuted on Comedy Central. And it was in 2011 when high winds caused a stage to collapse at the Indiana State Fair just before Sugarland was about to perform. Some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to these fine folks. First of all, to grandson Liam Troxell, a very happy birthday wish. He is the Big Ten, wishing him just the best day with love from Grandma Sheila. To Clint Moan, happy birthday, lots of love from all of your family. And today is the birthday of Nick Grubb from Dad. Happy birthday wishes. Happy ninth to Bryce and Barry from Dad, Trish, Emma, and Liara. And happy birthday, Jaron Wilson. This is from Bailey, Trish, Emma, Liara, and Bryson. To Darcy Bunce, she's not a hippie, she's a dippy. Lots of love from Aunt Sherry and Brandy. Wishing you the best today. Happy birthday wishes. We have a salute from the Bloom City Town Crier this morning. And this is to the birthday girl, Annette Lewis. All the best, Annette. And this is also to Phil and Jackie Carley, who celebrate a special day today. Happy anniversary wishes to the Carleys. Happy birthday to Myla Zegon. This is from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Best wishes today to you as we send along anniversary greetings to Sam and Lori Draves as well. That's in the birthday mailbag today. Happy birthday, Rhonda Lewis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes to Shelley Maxwell, also from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Annette Lewis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Busy day in Ithaca. There'll be a run on birthday camp. To Regina Call from both your sisters, Beck and Jack, brother-in-law Travis and Beckham as well. Have a great day. Happy birthday, Regina Call. Have an awesome birthday today on your special day. Also, we have greetings to Aunt Marlene Yates from nephew Greg Dietz and his wife Linda, as well as their children Braden and Keaton. We hope that you enjoy your special day. Happy birthday to, let's see, oh, yes, it's Brian Alvin's birthday today. All the best from Scott and Gina. Happy birthday wishes to our buddy Brian today. Work anniversary for Sue Anderson, a.k.a. 17945, 51 years at Rockwell Allen Bradley from the old bag 18101. Have a great day today. 51 years. That is out of sight. Happy anniversary, Shelley and Aaron Prohaska. Belated anniversary wishes. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. And happy birthday again to Marlene Yates. Hope you have a wonderful day, as wonderful as you are, from Sarah. From Richland Center United Methodist Church, happy birthday to Jack Johnson and Zeta Ludwig, along with Marlene Yates. From the Richland Center Primary School, Sophie Schmidt, happy birthday. To Tammy Gillingham, Annette Lewis, Shelley Maxwell, and Tony Burke from Little Willow Birthday Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, saluting Ellie Baker, Emma Baker, Randy Chitwood, Doug Myers, Caden Nelson, and Diana Trum. Happy anniversary, Craig and Sarah Hinkle. And from the RC Lions today, happy birthday to James Thomas, Bryson Berry, Casey Jarr, Nick Grubb, Leon Reed Troxel, also to Joe Clone, Alta Sutton, and Rhonda Clary Lewis.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Joanne has an I Voted sticker on. She'll be in with the news in just a little bit on this primary election day. First of all, Tom T. Hall.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And tomatoes on the vine and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life.
have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Keep it tuned right here, WRCO-FM in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Sunny, then partly cloudy, a slight chance of an afternoon shower with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible with a low of 57. In Richland Center, it's 63 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin voters head to the polls for the partisan primary today, something to keep in mind from State Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. Because this is a partisan primary, voters need to remember that they can only vote for candidates of one party. If voters choose a party preference at the top of the ballot and accidentally vote in more than one party's primary, the votes within the party selected at the top of the ballot will count. Polls are open now and will remain open till 8 tonight. Voters must show a photo ID to cast a ballot. Find your polling place and what's on the ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race will officially be set in today's primary. The power of former President Donald Trump's endorsement will also be tested in a Republican congressional primary, and Democrats will decide on a candidate in a swing House district to take on a GOP incumbent. Wisconsin voters are also deciding whether to approve two constitutional amendments passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would take power away from the governor. In the Senate race, Republican millionaire banker Eric Hovde has dominated the Republican primary, facing only nominal opposition. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is seeking a third term. The election is also the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. The Riverdale School District has a projected deficit of $492,911 for the 2023-24 school year, $610,606 in 24-25, and $885,851 in 26-27. Among the ballot questions today is an operational referendum for the Riverdale School District. Residents of the district will be asked, shall the Riverdale School District grant Richland, Iowa, and Crawford Counties, Wisconsin, be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91 Wisconsin statutes by $800,000 for the 2025-2026 school year, by $800,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $1,185,000 per year beginning with the 2027-2028 school year and ending with the 2029-2030 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational cost to maintain instructional programs, staffing, technology, transportation, and facilities management. The Riverdale School District is asking the community to approve an operational referendum for a total of 5 years. A successful operational referendum will allow the Riverdale School District to continue providing educational programming to meet the needs of students and attain the district's mission. The referendum question asks voters permission to exceed the revenue limit. The revenue limit is a state law which caps the amount of revenue the school district receives to pay operating expenses. Revenue limits cap what the school district can receive from the state and taxpayers from aid and levy dollars. Revenue limits were capped in 1993. That means that what the district spent per student in 1993 is what it was capped at. A number of things in recent years has made it increasingly difficult to meet the needs of students and community without exceeding these caps. It is not uncommon for districts to go to referendum to raise more than their caps set by the state, which were created in the early 1990s. In spring of 2024, 103 Wisconsin school districts went to referendum. The tax impact, if passed, would be an additional $157 per $100,000 of property value and $115 per $100,000 each year after the duration of the referendum. The Richland School District is seeking a firm to manage the funds and investment earnings following the sale of bonds for the capital referendum. The district will have two sales of $15 million and $12,160,000 exemption will allow the district to retain any potential of bonds. The bonds are being sold in two separate sales to capitalize on the smaller issue exemption. This exemption will allow the district to retain any potential arbitrage earnings, which are estimated to be around $1.3 million. The board approved entering into a contract with Wisconsin Investment Series Cooperative, authorizing entry into an intergovernmental cooperation agreement relating to the WISC and authorizing participation in the investment programs of the fund at its meeting last night. It was also reported that in the fall of 2020, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Children's Hospital Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry declared an emergency in child and adolescent mental health. School districts are seeing more referrals for mental health that go beyond schools' capacities and are beginning to tap into community resources, such as professional mental health agencies, to provide either in-person or teletherapy within the school buildings. Last year, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Paquette Center for Psychological Services to provide counseling services to students. The services the students received were deemed a success by students, parents, and staff. The board approved an additional MOU with Richland County, nearly identical to the MOU previously approved with the Paquette Center. It is believed that having multiple options for families will be beneficial in meeting the needs of students in the district. In the past, the Richland School Board set multiple goals for the school year, as many as six goals for a single year. While the district was able to make substantial progress on all six goals, it was difficult to truly make an impact with this amount. Goals and priorities for 2024-25 were set to include just one goal to retain 80% of resident students for the September 2025 pupil enrollment count. This would constitute a 5% improvement over September 2023 numbers. Administrator Steve Board reported that to support the student experiences and help reach this goal, the district will continue to gather data on the student learning experience using John Hattie survey through periodic surveys in every class and monitor mental health supports. This would include the continued development of positive adult-student relationships. In order to create a quality educational environment, there needs to be proper classroom management, consistent expectations, and clear learning of objectives, improving the response to intervention, improving discipline practices, and providing staff with proper tools will enhance the overall experience for students and staff. And in order to provide the best learning environment for all students, the district will build on the recently approved definition of distinguished staff to provide clarity to staff on how to reach this level, as well as provide financial compensation once attained. The future of the universities of Wisconsin under discussion at the Capitol. At a recent state Senate study committee hearing, UW President Jay Rothman was optimistic but noted the universities face three main challenges. Number one, enrollment, largely a product of demographics, but also a product of low participation rates. Second, the financial support the UW system receives affects the ability to maintain affordability and accessibility. Number three, public perception, questioning the value and cost of higher education. Rothman said the UW system will also once again ask the legislature to fund the Wisconsin tuition program, which covers the cost of tuition for some lower income students. There will be no charges against the officers who killed a student outside a Mount Horeb school in May. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan said Monday that the still unidentified officers acted correctly when they shot the 14-year-old who was carrying an air rifle. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Justice found that the student refused orders from police and turned the air rifle on officers who then shot him. Ozan says all indications show officers followed their training when confronted with what looked like a deadly weapon. It was another year of record attendance for the Wisconsin State Fair. The Fair Board announced Monday attendance at the fair grew by about 6,500 people this year to a total of around 1.1 million. Fairgoers bought over 350,000 cream puffs, 90,000 people rode the Sky Glider, and the governor's livestock auction raised over $426,000. The Grace office will be open today from 8 until 5 for people to pick up items that they had winning bids on from the walk on Friday. A Wisconsin man will set out on a walk from Superior to Lake Michigan this week. According to a Northern News Now report, Greg Stasinski is walking 500 miles from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan to raise awareness for people battling mental health and substance abuse issues. He's calling the walk the Lake to Lake 500 and anticipates it will take him nearly 20 days to complete. The walk will also serve as a fundraiser for a community center in Milwaukee that helps residents dealing with substance abuse and mental health problems. The High Ground in Neillsville will host this year's Male Veterans Retreat Friday through Sunday, September 27th through 29th. Veterans are invited to immerse themselves in a weekend dedicated to mindfulness, meditation, and meaningful connections. Veterans can relax and unwind with delicious meals and comfortable lodging and leave the planning to the High Ground Retreat staff. Registration is required. A $30 registration fee will be refunded to veterans when they arrive at the retreat. Veterans are encouraged to secure their spot soon as space is limited. To register or for more details, email Pete at ops@thehighground.org.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Tuesday, August 13th. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89, of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Creamery Creek Assisted Living in Viroqua. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. Burial will be at the North Clayton Cemetery following a luncheon at the church. Friends may call at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family invites you to wear your Packer attire to celebrate Wayne's life. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Creamery Creek activities or Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is assisting the family of Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78 of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73 of Hillsboro.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair. A pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer.